This is Channel 2, right? This is Channel 2, right? I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday, the 21st of April, 1971. Channel 2, right? I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 21st of April, 1971. This is Channel 2, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy Wednesday morning, the 21st of April, 1971.
Miss Bessie, 5 pounds of sugar cost 75 cents.
It's a shame.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Huh? It just goes up and up, Miss Marge.
Well, whenever did we give 75 cents for 5 pounds of sugar? I don't remember. Ooh. And it's high in town, too. It's not just that it's high down in Fred's.
Mm-hmm. Well, it ain't that high in town, is it?
No, not quite. But it's high. The little stores have to make a little extra money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sometimes I get it a little cheaper when I get it on sale.
Yes.
But I can't always find a sale.
But you ain't had to pay, that price for it nowhere, has it?
No. No, it's a few cents higher. Miss Bessie looks as if she's feeling fine this morning.
Mm-hmm. She come over to the house to see how I was then feeling this morning. So she sat there a good while with me.
Well, isn't this early for her to be up?
Mostly. She don't usually be up this soon. She get up about 8:30 or 9. Well, she's been up a long time this morning. I told her, I said, you feeling good this morning. Up and out. Oh, she said, I feel better than I did. I said, I'm glad.
She told me we didn't need to look for any rain till the moon changed.
That's what she told me. I said, well, it's clouding up. Look like we might get rain. She said, we won't get no rain before the moon changed. Oh, my watch.
Yes. I told her to go ahead and change that moon. She laughed. Who'd you go to town with?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
My son-in-law, Cad.
Oh.
James.
Oh. So you caught him long enough to get him to take
to
you to town.
Him to, well, I tell you why. He has to take his wife to work. Her car is not running. So he had to take her to work, and I called him like that.
Oh.
Hadn't been for that, he'd have been gone.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You say Miss Daisy's been traveling around?
Yes, sir. She ran away yesterday morning.
She and who?
She got that son-in-law to take her.
Buddy?
I happened to catch him yesterday morning.
Miss Daisy, why don't you get in with him sometime and just ride around? You could just...
He don't have time to fool with me.
You don't have to fool with you. Just sit down in the car.
Like that. He got other business to tend besides riding. He used to carry me and him on every Sunday evening. Just ride around. Look through the woods and the bushes and things. Well, he ain't got time no more.
That been a long time?
It's been a long time. And I don't bother him.
You wouldn't have to go riding on Sunday afternoon. You could just get in that truck down there and sit down, take your seat.
Okay, get in that truck.
And whenever it moves, you go along.
I can't get in that truck all the time. Sometimes that truck is gone before I get my breakfast. And it don't get back until after I done had my dinner. And it ain't that long then. Folks got to go again.
Now,
where he goes, I don't know. Sometime I know he be hauling wood. Sometimes.
You just get in there and sit down and you'll find
and go
out.
Go where he carry the wood.
And you find out where that truck goes. Well, now that's a pretty good trip to town.
It is. You know, I don't like town much. I like to go there and get what I go at and come home. But we had to meet yesterday. What I was up there for yesterday, I went up there to see if I could get some of them food stamps. That's what I went for yesterday. But I didn't get them. So I'll have to go back some other time. Now, James said we'd go in the morning. I don't know whether he will or not. But if folks was in there just like that.
Just sick?
They was thick in there yesterday. Oh, we sit there for a while.
You can't, that was, not, you see people you know sometimes?
Yes, but I didn't see many I know it up there.
Oh.
Yes, did. I didn't know nobody there but James. I didn't know none of them folks.
Well?
It was a lot of white folks there.
All right.
Well, really it was more white folks there than it was colored. But we all was on the waiting list. You had to wait till they called you.
Did Now, you can't. Some folks never meet a stranger. They go up there. That's Faye's mama.
Mm-hmm.
She go up there. She don't need to know anybody.
She don't need to know nobody.
First thing you know, they'll all be talking to her.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that right, Faye?
That's right.
Huh? You see, she's just so sweet and so friendly. They want to say something to her.
Huh? She always been that way, hasn't she, Faye?
Yep. She's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know people like that?
Not many.
Oh, no, not many.
Not many.
Well, the people you talk to up there, do you get to talk to them? The people that work there?
I didn't do much talk to them. They didn't talk to me, and I didn't talk to them. Of course, I didn't know them, and they didn't know me.
Yeah.
But it was just so quiet up there. There wasn't nobody doing much talk. As many folks as there was there, they wouldn't have much to say. So I don't know whether they were like me or not. I don't know whether they didn't know nobody or not. I didn't know nobody.
Yeah.
I didn't know nobody but James. Of course, he knowed some folk. It was one or two men come there where we were waiting. They called him out and they talked.
Yeah.
Good while. And he come back.
You got toothache this morning, Miss Davis?
Yes, some old heart candy.
I bet you got it uptown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you all went shopping then, Miss Davis?
Went shopping? No. We just went up there. To that place. I went up there. They're trying to get some stamps, food stamps. That's what I was doing up there.
But you got you.
But I didn't get them.
But you got something else.
What is that?
What you got in your mouth?
Candy. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't what I went at, and that ain't what I wanted.
Well, that's why I said you went shopping. You had to, you didn't get that at that office. Miss Daisy, Bessie said Isaiah has a garden.
Mm-hmm. He got a garden back there on the back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know just what he got in. She told me he was going to plant peas, watermelons, I think, and tomatoes. Well, I know he set out some tomatoes. I seen him one evening when he come in with the plant. And I don't know what else he going to put out there. Oh, Lord, I don't know what kind of garden it's going to be he grow. But he works at it faithfully. He come in the evening. You know, the nut grass is outgrowing the plants.
Yeah.
Back then. So it keeps them busy. As I told this one day, I said, Isaiah does do something to his plants, no, he ain't going to find them. I said, yeah, the nut grass is outgrowing the plants. But he work at it Sunday, Monday, and any other day.
Well, now, that was a big surprise to me.
Me too. Me too.
You didn't expect it?
Mm-mm. I never thought he would try to have a car.
Yeah. Well, what do you think come over him, Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
What come over him?
I don't know. What come over?
He just wanted some good vegetables.
Just wanted to do something, I guess.
He just tired fooling with these old measly vegetables that we have to buy.
I guess so.
You don't get any vegetables any good much, do you?
Mm-mm.
Faye doesn't.
Mm-mm. Well, you see, I don't get to go nowhere. All the vegetables I get, James get them from Bessie when she goes. Just don't she get me some.
They don't get you any.
Because she don't get none.
I can't get any myself. Oh.
You ought to keep asking every time. What day you go to the grocery store?
Oh, Thursday maybe.
You keep after, you see. Tell her to bring
just
you
keep
some.
On after. Uh-huh. Well, she's a kind you don't have to keep at. If she just think you want something, well, she'll bring it.
If you think.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think much. Does he have any help in that garden?
Mm-mm.
Is that right?
He ain't had none yet. Bessie says she told him. She was going out there and hold some today. So he told her, don't you go out there. Don't you go out there to try to hold. No, just leave it there. I said, he told you right. I said, as much as you falls down, I said, you go out there and fall, and I won't know where he is.
Yeah.
I won't know where he in the bed or where he's at. I said, no, I don't want no horse. He's way up here in the game. See ya. She laughed.
Miss Daisy, you knew, we were talking about Boots last time. Now, you knew her when she was the Sunday the superintendent down there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Secretary.
Oh, yeah. I know Boots then. And she had a good husband then. She's married and had a good husband. She go to church on Sunday. He stay home, take care of the children, and fix them. And he was a good cook. So something happened, and he just walked off. Nobody know where he went or what become of him. Well, then that left Boots, you see. A widow. But she stayed like that. She never did marry no more. She raised them children up. And at that time, Boots didn't drink. Now that's been a mystery to me how Boots got like she was. I used to tell her about it. She wouldn't say nothing, but I don't know.
Oh, she wouldn't say.
Mm-mm. She didn't know why she took up that habit. I said, you ain't trying to put it down. I said, yes. The longer you have it, the more you want it. She said, I'm going to quit. But she didn't. Till she got where she couldn't get it, she let Carol him. But Carol don't mean to quit. Says she ain't gonna quit.
Well, now, after you come over here, she was right there. Went by your place all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Going to her work.
Yeah. So you saw a lot of her over here.
Mm-hmm.
More than you ever did before.
More. That's right. I'd see her every day after I come over here. I'd see her.
Now, Miss Daisy, when I first come down here, Booth talked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She was drinking, yes, but she still talked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the last 2 or 3 years where it got a hit
on her.
Yeah,
she had that head.
But isn't that right? When you first knew her over here, she was still...
She was nice.
Yes.
She was just as clean as anybody. Just as nice. Her house was just as clean as a pen.
Laura's house,
mm-hmm.
where she was.
Well, you see, when I first knowed her, she wasn't in Laura's house. She lived over here in a house across the highway.
Oh.
Her and her husband was together at that time. Well, something happened, I don't know what. And they said he just walked off.
Whereabouts was that house?
Just across the highway. It used to be a little house set over there in that field.
Close to?
From Lloyd's house over there.
Across from Lloyd?
Across from Lloyd.
Would that be on Robert Williams' place, the McRae place?
It would be on the place he got, I think. Right, I don't know who that place belonged to at that time.
Yeah.
But it looked to me like it must have belonged to the Smiths. Not Lon, but his brother. Or some of them like that. It didn't belong to Robert then.
Uh-huh.
I know it didn't belong to him.
Well, now, she lived over there where she could work for... Robert's father, if she wanted to.
If she wanted to, or she would work, but I think that most her work was back this way in Evanston.
Oh.
Mr. Jim Mean. I think that's who she worked for mostly.
Mostly back then, even.
Mm-hmm. So after Fred growed up, well, you see, at that time, Fred wasn't nothing but a boy.
Yeah.
He wasn't farming. Well, after he growed up, years passed. Well, then he started farming, she started working for him.
Yeah. But by that time, all her children had grown up.
That's right.
Now, I saw the girl, I forget her name, they took care of her for a while, down here at James's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's some character.
Oh, yes.
Do you know her?
Who? Booch girl?
Yeah.
Yes, I know her. I know the girl and the boy a long time ago. Well, I still know her boy.
James.
Yes, James.
Yeah.
And she had a girl named Nancy. And a girl, she had two more girls. I don't know their name now. And I don't know where he is. I know one of them was killed in a car wreck. But Nancy, she just died. Last year, she was in Fort Myers. So she took sick down there and died down there.
How did you hear about it?
How did I hear about it? Well, you see, they notified her brother.
Oh, yes.
And then he told us. That's what we know.
Yeah. Now, let's see, is her brother at Fort Myers?
She lived in Fort Myers, and her brother lived over there. James Pye, that was her brother.
Oh, that brother. I was thinking about Butch's brother.
I don't know where Butch's brother is. I don't know nothing about it. She got some.
Yeah.
But I don't know nothing about it.
Well, Well, I wish I could remember her brother. He was a character, too. Yeah, I think he was down around Tampa somewhere. Mm-hmm. Not too far down, not too far off. That was when she got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now this girl, I forget her name. She was rough. She'd really seen things, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
She'd followed the season.
Mm-hmm. I think one of them was going on season or coming off the season or something up there when they had the car wreck. And she was killed. But, I don't know.
But Butcher never was, she never was tough like that.
No. No, Butcher always stayed right behind him. I think she lived in Newberry a while. But Butcher never get full.
No. And she's always just a good old country
mm-hmm.
person.
Butch was good. She was just as friendly as she could be. If she were drunk, she was friendly. If she was sober, she was friendly right on. She never cut up. Butch never done nothing to nobody but herself.
Now, did Butch ever visit you like Miss Bessie does and Miss Liza used to?
No.
She never just...
She didn't visit me and I didn't visit her.
She never just stopped and sat down on the porch?
No. Always when she knocked off from work, she had to go home. Go to Bessie's. See what Bessie wanted.
Uh-huh.
No, sir, time. I mean, Butch said I would go to Bessie's house.
Uh-huh.
And we'd visit like that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie's was sort of the meeting place, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. People didn't come see you, you'd see them over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, you know. You know, Miss Liza, in her best days, I can imagine she'd be right vigorous. Because even after I knew her over there, she would just get after me. would. Mm-hmm. Now, she would do it a little bit in play and a little bit serious too, you see, especially when she heard that tractor mm-hmm. going on Sunday. But now I can see from that, though, I can see how she'd get after people.
Oh, yeah. She'd love to get after anybody.
Yeah.
If they do something she didn't like, well, then she'd get right on you.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing something one day, she come up there. She jumped on me and I think I was out there hoeing it. It was hot. She said to me, she said, Daisy, why don't you go in that house out of this sun? I said, I ain't ready. Well, you better do it. I said, I will when I get good and ready, Liza. I said, you out it, ain't you? I said, be happy. I said, when I get ready to get out, I'll get out it. I said, you can't make me go before. She go on fussing.
Yeah.
But she loves to get on anybody. I told her one day, she come up there. I was out there. And so she started this, that, this, other. I said, because you can't do nothing, Liza. And you never did learn how to hoe, but you can use a swing blade. I say, don't worry about me and other folks that can do it. Folks can hoe, and some can't use a swing blade. I said, but you can. Nobody don't get at you about it. She laughed and go on.
Does she ever get after Marty and them over there?
Who? Get after who?
Marty.
Not that I know of.
Well, did she ever get after Florida May?
Who? Her and Florida May used to have it. But they would mostly get into it at church or something. A lot of just thought what she wanted done, it just should be done. But everybody wasn't going to do what she wanted done.
Yeah.
Because she could make a mistake good as me or anybody else. And some folks would tell her about it, and Florida May was one to do it.
Oh, she'd tell her about it.
That's right. Well, they used to have it done. But it didn't last too soon. Pass over.
Well, let me tell you. Did you ever see Miss Mary get mad?
What Mary?
Miss Guthrie.
Never in my life.
Oh, I have.
You seen her mad?
Yeah, she got after me.
Well, what was you doing?
I was over there. I stopped over there one day. I was coming back from somewhere. And, I don't know, she and Faye were doing something about vegetables. Something or other. Anyhow, I had Faye's car. And, when I backed out, I cut too much.
Mm-hmm.
And Faye's bumper has got a little hook on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it hooked right into Miss Mary's car. And pulled it a yard or two, and just sprung it out. Well, I knew it, but there wasn't nothing I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I cussed a little bit and come on home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to call her up, but I didn't do it. I forgot it. Well, sir, she got after me. She got the neighbors after me. She just got out there and told people about what sort of character she was acquainted with, you see.
I never see her like that.
I didn't know whether she never speaks to me again. But you know, the next time I saw her, looked like nothing had ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you never saw nothing like that?
No, sir. Every time I seen Mary, she was happy and the same. I never see her look like she was mad or confused or nothing.
Miss Daisy, she's always up to something.
Mm-hmm.
And she always been up to something. She's brooding something in her mind all the time.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
I guess so.
She's either going over there and plant grass in the woods or
something. Or fix something.
Yeah.
Nailing something.
Yeah.
Or doing something.
Yeah.
Fixing fence. She could do that.
Yeah.
Like a man. Good.
Or fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
But she told me she don't fish no more.
Yeah.
Mm. You know,
peace. Well, she's not laid down her tools, though.
No,
she's still.
She'll do something.
She still do something. Oh, yes.
Well, she got a nice pond right there below her house.
Yeah.
That's where she used to fish at.
Yeah.
She didn't have to go for it, see?
Did they make that pond?
Mm-hmm.
These people that Florida May works for. Now, you see, you like to work where you work, and they like for you to work there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, some of these places Florida May works, they don't care too much for her.
But she think they do. Oh. floor, and he thinks to do. But she has ways they don't like, some of them. They don't like all that talking and trying to tell me what to do. Well, you ain't got me high. I'm paying you to do what I want you to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'll stop right there.
Yeah.
That's the way some of them feel, and I feel the same way. I don't know nothing up there where I work at on my own. Somebody tell me what to do.
Uh-huh.
And when she tell me what to do, I try to do it the best I can.
Yeah.
When I get through, I'm ready to come home. But one thing about her, she don't ask no questions. She don't try to find out what's going on. No. So she don't talk much, and I don't talk much. When we talk, we talking about ourselves or the children or something like that.
Yeah. And that nice garden they've got out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just trying to figure. Sometimes you see people, they got the right idea. They want to go along with you and
mm-hmm.
and help you and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's possible to help you too much, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Help you so much, they just get in the way.
Just have too many ideas. If you maybe Florida May just has too many ideas.
She do. You know. If you paying me to do something, you tell me, Daisy, you come over tomorrow. I'd like to get you to hold a garden, or I'd like to get you to do so and so, so and so. Well, if I say yes, son, well, I'll come. When I get through that, well, I'm ready to go home. I'm not going to tell you, you ought to do so-and-so. How come you don't have so-and-so done? Or I could do so-and-so if you wanted me to. All such stuff as that don't make sense to me. Because this is your house. You see it all the time. You see what's to be done. You know when you want it done. But why should I try to tell you what to do with your own house and things? That's not my business. And I don't take it.
You know, it's kind of hard for you working for somebody else. You, It's not the easiest thing in the world to do to work for somebody else, is it?
No.
No, so you just...
You know, when I could work, I had two jobs for a long time. I worked in the field so many days, and then I'd go to the house and work up there so many days. Well, now that's where my work was, the biggest of my work. Miss Flora would ask me sometime to come up there and do things for her. Well, if I had a day off, I'd go. But if I couldn't go, I'd tell her.
Uh-huh.
I've got to go to the house sitting to today. Or they won't mend the field tomorrow. Or something like that. Well, she didn't look for me them days. If I go to the field, if I didn't work but a half a day, I spent the other half at my house.
That's nice to be able to spend, that's nice, isn't it, to be able to spend a little time at your own house.
Yes, sir. You see that time.
Who is that? Miss Agnes's daughter, Susie Reed, what'd you call her?
Mm-hmm. I don't see or hear nothing from her.
And you haven't had a chance to find out?
About her? No. Because you see, I ain't never worked around Miss Smith much.
You said you was going to ask Florida May or somebody.
Well, I was going to ask Florida May when I see her, but I ain't seen Florida. But, come on. She'll tell me something. Oh, yeah, she's going to tell you something, whether it's the truth or whether it ain't. But she's going to tell you. But you know, she used to be around there lots, but I don't think she helps Miss Agnes much. Now, well, Miss Agnes ain't got much to do.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody there but her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Florida May used to work for Miss Agnes.
Yes, ma'am. She worked for Miss Agnes a long time. She was working there for her and Walt married. That's what she was working for when they married.
Now, Susie Ree is the one who is a Jehovah.
Hmm?
Jehovah Witness.
Uh-huh.
You know,
they don't come over here, do they?
No.
Jehovah Witness.
Not much.
Or they come and y'all be gone.
They come down to your house?
Yeah, about every week.
Oh, really?
Some of them come there. It was one there last week. I think she told me they used to live in Miami, but they moved from Miami over here where Carrie Walker lived. They got a place across the road, she told me, from Carrie's place. And this building, what do you call it, a temple? They don't call it church.
No.
No, they call it. Tell me, she said they was building a place over there. I told her, yes. Yes, she did. I know where it was. I told her. I'd known Carrie for a long time. She said, well, we right across the road from her. She said, sometimes when you visit Carrie, they come over to our place and look around. But what I'm going over there for? There ain't nobody there. They's on the road all the time. And I ain't got no business over there, no.
You don't go see Carrie?
Too far from any walk. We used to visit. But she can't do much walking. She got to wait for somebody to carry her.
Yeah.
And I got to wait for somebody to carry me. So I just get it up. I see a church sometimes.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she come over here?
She attends both them churches. This and down here, and my church too. She been doing it a long time.
Well now, is she an old field hand too?
Oh, she used to work in the field.
Yeah.
But she don't now.
Yeah.
She like me, she's about worked out.
Did you work with her?
Oh yes, I worked with her many days. Mm-hmm. Me and her used to have lots of fun.
Oh.
She is a good woman. That's a woman I never see look like she was mad or dissatisfied or nothing.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. You know, her husband, he was sick a long time.
Yeah.
She was home. But you see, most of the time, she goes back up where she was raised at, her home. Well, her family, the most just that. Well, whenever she wants to go, well, she calls some of them or ride them and they come get her.
Yeah.
And pick her up there, she spend the day, and they bring her back.
Way up the country?
Way up there somewhere. Higgs, someplace up there.
Oh, just up a little bit. In the county?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she goes nowhere far. She go to Miami sometime. They take her down there. She would spend a day or two down there.
Oh, really?
But she don't just go away from home for no long time.
Well, now, you worked with her when you was living up the creek?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
When I was at the Junction.
Junction.
Well, I worked with her then, but we were working down here. There wasn't nothing up to the Junction to do. Well, we had our farm up there. We farmed up there.
Yeah.
But days when I wasn't in my farm, well, I'd come down here. But
for Mr. Lon Smith and them?
Yes, I worked for Mr. Lon Smith Logs.
And she did too.
See, he was farming this land up here where Freddie got cows. I raised Freddie's cows.
Yeah.
In that big field there beside the road.
Yeah.
But Mr. Lawn, he used to work that. He used to plant beans, squash, and push one thing and another up there.
Yeah.
All right. On the left hand side going, yeah, Mr. Woods, he had that planted.
Yeah.
In the truck. So we work there.
Is Carrie a witness?
Oh. Carrie's a Methodist.
Well, the witness is multiplying, Miss Daisy.
Hmm?
There's more of them witnesses than there used to be.
Yes. Yeah. Also, man Gil, he used to wasn't there.
He was a Methodist.
But he was a Methodist. But he's a witness now.
And he's a warm one.
Woo! But he don't fool with me. I tell him, I believe I can find anything in my Bible I need to know. I said, I don't feel like you going to tell me nothing I don't know. Or I can't find. I said, I'm a Baptist and always have been and always will be. But he gets mad, Mr. Maher.
Oh.
When you don't agree with him, he gets mad in a minute. So me and his spirit don't mix. I'm a Baptist and he's a witness. And he don't fool with me.
Yeah.
No. Now when Ben's home, he comes to see him very often. But he ain't been the same this time.
I saw him over on the highway. I was going to town. He's up there hoeing out his cabbage.
Yeah.
Okay, or something up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, you know, in that little
mm-hmm.
strip that's left along the highway there.
Oh, yes, he works.
I don't know. What do they have, Miss Daisy?
Who?
The witnesses. What do they do? Just out talk the other people?
I don't know, Mr. Miles. I don't know nothing about them.
They just out talk the others.
I guess so. I don't know what they do. I ain't never been to the meeting. You know, they have a meeting down here between Iveston and McIntosh.
Yeah.
Old house there on the left of the road going. They have a meeting there every Sunday and have a meeting there through the week. But I guess when they get this business fixed over here, I guess they'll meet there.
Well, you don't go to that meeting, but they come to see you.
Mm-hmm. I don't go to that meeting.
But they come to see you.
Yes, they come to see me.
Now,
well, they got books or something for you to buy, you know, sell you something.
For a nickel?
Yeah, they don't pick up no money. They don't worry about no money. They don't need no money.
Yeah.
But man Gil told me one time, me and him was talking, he said, you can't stay in your church if you ain't got no money. I said, I think I could. I said, if I didn't have no money. I said, I don't believe they'd put me out. He said, yes, but you got to pay. I said, yes, we pay. We pay our pastor. But we don't have that. We don't take up no money, and we don't ask for no money. We just, yeah. Well, Mr. Moss, you always got something to sell. Ain't that asking for money? They got books and things. So I asked him. I think that's when he quit coming. I said, well, how do y'all get all these books printed? And you say you give them away. I said, they don't print them for nothing, do they? He told me something. I don't know what that was he said. They had a place somewhere. I said, well, some money got to come from somewhere, Mr. Gill, to do all this work. Then he said, we sell the books for 10 cents a piece, and the higher book, we get more for it, but we don't use the money. I said, well, your faith use it. I said, somebody use it. Ooh. He flew hot. And
oh,
he left.
Oh, he did?
Yes, ma'am. Some folks, you can't tell nothing. They're always trying to trap you or something. But we tries to do you good. I said, well, I feel like this. I can do more for myself. With God, you can. I said, I feel like my prayer just as long as yours. I said, that's the way I feel about it. Well, I do.
So he just flew off?
Yes, sir. He ain't been back there. He ain't been there a long time. That was one day last year he come back. He was talking.
Oh, he has a temper.
Ma'am.
He has a temper.
Oh, yes, ma'am. He's got a terrible temper. You just said something you don't agree with him. There's only way to get along with old man Gill. And that's just go along with what he said. He said so and so and so. Yes, sir.
Well, his boys don't get along too well, do they?
No, sir. Can't nobody get along with him. That is you.
I go along with him. Yes, sir. But I've seen him peppery.
You have?
Oh, yes.
Woo. And it don't take much to get him in that shape.
No. But now, Carrie Walker, you say she never was peppery or anything.
Mm-mm. She just is quiet and sweet all the time. Every time I've seen her now. And I never heard nobody say that she was mean.
Well, now, people that are quiet and sweet don't really always be interested in Miss Daisy.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But now, she wasn't very interested. You didn't care.
She's interested in her business, her church, and things she has to do.
Yeah.
That's why she put her time and her talent. She has friends. She visits.
But you don't particularly care about talking to her, whether.
No. No. She don't talk much.
Oh, she don't?
Mm-hmm. She don't talk much.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, how you figure that?
Well, she just made it like that.
And never did?
Mm-mm. And I've never heard nobody say Carrie was in an argument, or Carrie had a fuss with nobody, or Carrie said nothing wrong about nobody.
But yeah. Now, Frances Presley was different.
Oh, yeah. Francis could talk enough for me, you, Carrie, and Miss Mars, and all of us.
She had arguments.
Hmm? Carrie? Oh, Francis did?
Yes.
My goodness. Francis talked too much.
But she argued.
Yes, she said she did. She always so fighting. Things will have you know her when she was going home like that.
You mean after you knew her, she didn't argue and stuff?
Mm-hmm. I never knew her to be in a fuss with nobody.
Well, I know what she...
I guess she hadn't done enough of it.
Well, she didn't... Did she know old Carrie?
Francis? Yes, she knew old Carrie.
You know, somehow I have a feeling that Francis didn't run around with just everybody.
Well, Francis didn't, she didn't go around much with nobody. The most time you see Francis, and the most I know of her talking, we'd be in the field.
Yeah.
So when we not talking work, she went home. She went to her house, and I went to mine. But just say, visiting somebody or something like that, I never know her doing that. If she went to see anybody, she went on business.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She'd always go just to pick up and leave home, just to go sit down and talk with somebody. She didn't do that.
And when she come to take care of Doris, you didn't see much of her?
Didn't see much else. Well, I would be there. Sometime I'd be there when she come. You know, if I was there when she come, I stayed there till she finished and left. And she go home. You know, then I'd stay there and do what I had to do after she was gone. That's washing, ironing the family's clothes, and putting them away.
Well, I just looked at all that good talk that you all missed.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't stop just a few minutes and you all talked a little bit.
Come out to Francis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She sure didn't spend much time in your house doing nothing. She'd sit a while sometime, but not too long.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. She'd have to go home.
But she could pass the time of day with him, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have much time to pass. She passed her time on the road and at home.
But she could talk in the field.
But in the field. And what time she was to your house. She could talk a plenty. She didn't lose a minute.
Yeah.
Talking. Yeah, by the time she finished and got ready to go, why, she had said enough to last you.
Well, now, let me see. When was that, Miss Daisy? Tell me sometime when that was.
Sometime, just like she come to see Doris or somebody. Somebody was sick or something.
Well, she was talking to Doris, but you didn't hear her.
No, she'd be talking to me. Sometimes she's just talking. Ain't talking to nobody special. If you hear it, you hear it, and if you don't, you don't. But I'm saying it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What was she talking about then, Miss Daisy? Was she, you could hear mm-hmm. it or not? What would, what would she be saying? What would she be talking about?
Who, Francis? Well, things she used to do. That's all. That's all she talked about. Things she used to do. And what her and her husband's business. What a time they used to have. They family affairs and things like that. That's what she talked about.
Down there at Doris's?
Anywhere. If it was at Doris's and she thought about it, she talked that. If it was in the field and she thought about it, she talked it that. Just anywhere it come on her mind, she'd get it over.
What'd she do? She had some good stories about her old man?
Her old man? No, there wasn't many good stories she told about him.
Well,
all of them was bad.
About the spats they've had.
That's right. Well, I guess I better go home.
Why, Miss Daisy? It's early.
Yes, it's early. But you know what?
What?
I put some sweet potatoes in stir this morning, and I just thought about them.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Well, I better go.
You put some sweet potatoes in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And you just thought about them.
Just thought about
them. Why, guys?
Where'd you get them?
I bought them. Down to the store.
Dime a piece.
I got three. And they cost me 65 cents. But I see them and I want them. And I got them and none of them put them in the store. I'm about to forget the end there. So I got to go see about them before they burn. And I want to eat every bit of them.
Why, guy?
Faye?
Uh-huh.
You go in there and look at them sweet potatoes. I want to see three sweet potatoes. It costs 65 cents.
I sure will. Now go inside and look at those sweet potatoes.
You going in and look at them? All right, you're welcome. If they ain't burnt, so.
Oh, they won't be burnt within. You hadn't been up here but about not even an hour.
Well,
Miss Dana, did you ever think it would come to that?
No, sir. I'm telling you the truth.
65 cents for three sweet potatoes.
Three.
Medium-sized ones.
Well, they're pretty good size. They're nice size, but they ain't worth all that.
Well, you could buy cake cheaper than that.
Well, that's something.
Well, I'll be back next week. No, we won't put them in because I ain't got to buy them. It'll be a long time before I buy any anymore. But I'll see them and I just want them.
Now that's the end of Channel 2, right? And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 21st of April, 1971. And she had to hurry. She got to looking at the clock. She got to go home and take some sweet potatoes out of the stove. It's the end of Channel 2, right? And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 21st of April, 1971.